No more! That's it! I don't care! I didn't care anymore. Then something just snapped. Something inside of me. I didn't care if I lived. I didn't care about anything. And then it happened. Yes, that's how it happened. That's how I became a Super Saiyan. The sleeper has awakened. Didn't care anymore.
Time to point out the Jews. There's so much work to do to get an up-to-date list of the Jews. Jews belong to the synagogue of Satan. They've been kicked out of 109 countries. Let's make it 110.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Portal News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about cops ventilate teen girl kidnapping victim as she runs to them for help. I never talked about that. I guess I'll briefly go over that with these quickies. What other quickies we got? We got Amazon AI was fake. That's what we're going to talk about. Then we're going to talk about the America killed by Israel and what is Biden's endgame. Then for actual threads, Kanye in trouble. How good are blacks / niggers at building things? And for the finale, Apple River stabbing. We're going to talk about the Apple River boomer versus, if the boomer versus zoomer plight was ever visualized in actual physical form, I guess this would be it. Something along these lines, something like that. We'll talk about that. Woo! Let's show. Let's get into it, shall we? First, cops ventilate teen girl kidnapping victim as she runs to them for help. Not much to say about this besides competency crisis. Just basic, easy competency crisis. The teen girl that was kidnapped runs to the cops for help and is gunned down. Awful, horrible, but expected in today's day and age of the competency crisis. Very predictable. B police, Mexinigger killed his ex, kidnapped the daughter, chase him down and trap him on bridge, fire 6 gorillion rounds in a car even though you know the girl's there, girl miraculously escapes even though, and is on the ground, teen girl comes towards you, when she does you open fire on her hundreds of rounds. Police releases literally death by firing squad. Death by firing squad. Oof, what the fuck, cops? What are you doing? What are you doing? Wake up. Wake up. You're supposed to protect and serve. Protect and serve. Not gun down. Gun down is not in the job description, you fucks. This pirate Anon says literally everyone involved was a Mexican. how close to the border was this? Mexican cartels involved, probably. Smerga says, police only exist to protect those with the privilege of homicide. Smerga says, it's not like a citizen could have saved her. the police are there to protect civilians, not the other way around. Maybe that's the joke. Next quickie. Turns out AI is fake. Amazon and their just walk out technology was just thousands of contractors in India watching people through CCTV. They noted what items they picked up and charged them for it. Huh. I never went into one of these Amazon stores myself. They were mainly in huge cities, so I don't know. It didn't really make sense, but interesting. I feel like AI could do this, but instead of investing in AI that could do this, they just got humans that could do it cheaper or something. Corporations lie, not the first time, won't be the last. This German says ChatGPT is the same thing, just to wait for the revelations, it's all horseshit. ChatGPT was trained by poos. It was trained by lots of people. But I don't think it's a person. It's definitely not a person, man. Spiga says fake news. Maybe. Might just be an Amazon hit article. There's all stuff like that as well. There's probably some truth to it, though. Thousands of contractors in India. This is a good definition of artificial intelligence. I wonder if it had, like, maybe it had AI, and then the AI kicked it up to humans, to, like, this human bought this, this, and this, and then the human watches it, and they confirm that they bought this, this, and this. Maybe it's something like that. Like, the humans are just there to make sure the AI is working correctly. If that's the case, that, whatever, man. That's how AI works. You have to train it, kind of. It might not even be linked or have anything to do with why it failed, really. AI is not all smoke and mirrors, but there's a lot of smoke and mirrors mixed up in that area because there's just so much money in there right now. There's just muni, lots of muni right now. Whatever, next quickie. If you kill an American, we will respond. President Joe Biden, American aid worker killed by Israeli airstrike in Gaza. ID is 33-year-old Jacob Flinklinkler. Awesome, they're using the clickbait title like I said. Awesome, yes. He is part Canadian, but who gives a fuck? He's an American citizen. Say American aid, like, this needs to be plastered everywhere. American killed by Israeli strike, targeted strike. The IDF targeted these people. This leave says to drink another gallon of Israeli cum. It doesn't matter, dude, who cares? Look. Who cares? You need to look past that momentarily and see how this hurts the Jew, how this hurts the kike. Headlines like American aid worker killed by Israeli airstrike everywhere isn't good for Jews. It just isn't. There's a lot of kikes in this thread saying things like LMAO, LOL even. Another dead nigger loving war tourist. I love this war. You would revel in the destruction of civilians, wouldn't you, Jew? Whatever. As the pendulum shifts, we will get more and more stories such as this. As the pikes ramp up their endgame to the prophecy. The prophecy. Whatever, last quickie of the day. Last quickie. I want to do the actual show. What's Biden's endgame? Picture is, Joe Biden drained our strategic petroleum reserve down to 17 days worth of supply. Basically nothing. Today, he canceled the refill order. Remember how he was going to refill the strategic oil reserve that he drained for votes? Remember that? Well, they're backing out of it. Just kidding. Just kidding. We're going to announce. Also, why would you announce you're going to buy something before you buy it? Because you announce you're going to buy it. Then they artificially inflate the price. Then you buy it at a higher price. Stop. Stop being retarded. Buy it. Then announce that you bought it, like Trump did. Like, what the fuck are you idiots doing? It's all gamed, it's all bullshit, it's all for Jewish enrichment. Jamal says, they killed people from 5 countries in that one strike. Yeah, pretty crazy, fuck Jews. Evil itself or something. We're talking about Biden draining the strategic oil reserve, though, and delay and things. He's a puppet that destroys the US, just like Soros threatened in that Instagram post a few years back. Exactly. He doesn't even know what he's doing. The world crumbles around him and he says how great everything is. While people are buying groceries with credit. Actual show today. Kanye in trouble for praising Hitler's greatness, saying the Holocaust was fake. Kanye, yes, is being sued for workplace abuse. Employee claims he threatened him by saying, I'm gonna punch you in the face, before abruptly changing tone, mimicking Super Mario's victory dance and saying, I'm gonna give you one more chance, another life. Dude, that sounds autistic as fuck, based. He went on a rant about Hitler's greatness, said the Holocaust was fake, and then had staff members come to the meeting room and watch The Batman on mute in silence. Dude, you're getting paid to watch The Batman, get fucked. Told employees if they got fat, they would be fired, based. At Yee's Donna Academy, he allegedly wanted to introduce a jail where kids would be locked in cages. That's out of context. Threatened to go after LGBTQ plus community next because gay people are controlled by Bill Gates so they don't have children for population control. Not wrong. Dude, holy fuck. E is doing the schizo naming in the back room. Ooh, crazy. Also, he has a lisp now because of those grills. Weird. Maximum weird. First post, New Zealand Anon says, where's the lie? Question mark. There is no lies. There are no lies. It's all real. It's all legit. Lock the children in cages. For real. Sounds like he knows his shit. Keck at the Bill Gates controlling gays. This American says, oh, is that the new Batman? Gross. Throw him in prison for anti-Semitism. The Batman is the newest Batman movie. It was okay. It wasn't bad. It was decent. It was kind of, I don't know, nothing better than what came before. This Aussie says, what the fuck? I love Kanye West now. I know, I do too. Love that meme. A Kanye West flew over my house. This is who Paul worships now, by the way. Told employees if they got fat, they'd get fired. Nice. I love how in one sentence he's like, this is who Paul worships. And in the next sentence he's like, told employees if they got fat, they'd be fired. Yeah, beast. They call you racist, they call you anti-Semite, they call you crazy, they never call you wrong. Exactly. Accurate. Overton window opening, shifting. Mamma mia, mamma mia. Yeah. Sounds very informed, and he would be. He deals directly with the Jew power structure every day. You're upset because everyone knows it's true, and they're finally admitting it. Jamal the Wicked says Power Ranger Yi is best version. It is. It is. And he woke up. Millions, millions were woken up that night that he dressed up as the Power Ranger. The Black Ranger. Whatever, he is incredibly based and fathomably woken up to the actual right cause. Netanyahu. And sacrificed everything to name them. So whatever. Every day we see fruits from that naming. We see fruits from me naming them. That night, we see it. Every day we see fruits of what he did. Next thread. In 2020, 20 black families bought 100 acres in Georgia to build their own town. Let's see how they're going. They build a shed. They have lots of things in the pipeline with agriculture. They're creating their own cryptocurrency. It's been a while, but we're working on a tiny house build out of this Insta-shed. Imagine buying 100 acres in 2020, and if this is all you have, one single wide, that's all you have, a single wide shed. Go fuck yourselves, niggers. Imagine the smell. Imagine the smell. It's one of those pre-assembled sheds from Home Depot. Yeah, they paid like 1/10 of their budget for that shed and they embezzled the rest. We don't owe y'all shit, honestly. We don't owe y'all shit, Freedom Georgia says. We don't owe y'all shit. Then they start spelling out nigger based. That was in response to this guy saying, I see many channels of people that purchased land and they show they are doing what I assume they show what they are doing with regular updates, you know, at least bi-weekly. Not saying anything here, question mark. We don't owe you shit. We don't know you shit, Whitey. Stop watching, Whitey. We don't know you shit. Been 4 years. We have a single wide. Fuck off. We're trying. We're niggers. We can only do so much. Tiny house build prefab shit. What are they doing? What is this? Build a cabin. Use solar panel or something, niggers. Fuck, figure it out. Use water power. Build a hydroelectric dam. You lazy fucks. Cheat. This look like Wakanda more and more every day, niggas. Exactly. Here's their website. Wow, it takes forever to load. Won't load. The website sucks dick. Custom tiny homes. Mustard seed mansions. They bought a mustard seed mansion. Dude, this had to be expensive as fuck, man. Not only did those niggers buy a single wide, they bought like a prefab single wide that costs 10 times more than it actually should because they're dumb niggers. Man, we get rid of the Jews, segregation will happen naturally and they'll all want to go do their own thing anyway. All the blacks will want to go in their own little fucking towns such as this and it'll all fail because They can't do jack shit. They can't build anything. You will live in the pod. You will eat bugs. You will be happy.
Dude, with 100 families, you could build things. You could organize people to build things. You could fell trees on your plot. You could turn them into actual wood you could use. You could have a system with people working together to build your own community, your own place. You don't have to buy it from Jews. You have to purchase it from a company. Build it yourself, nigger. Build it. They're just lazy. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to do anything. They just have no knowledge base. Whatever. Next, Fed. Finale of the day. Apple River Stabbing. Live coverage. Part 5. What is this? Boomer snorkeling. Drunk high zoomers initiate contact. They start shouting to him, fuck off, chanting pedo, pedo, pedo. Zoomers swarm him. One body slams him into the river, punches him in the face. Boomer stands up, pulls out his pocket knife. Another zoomie rushes him, gets impaled on the knife. Murder one charge for the boomer. Now, I watched it, the boomer looked drunk. Me watching it, the boomer looked 100% drunk. He was wobbling around, he was stumbling. Just walking through the water, he was stumbling. Now, it's hard to walk through water, but he looked intoxicated. The zoom zooms were definitely intoxicated too. Everyone here was inebriated. This is what alcohol does. It causes people to stab people, literally. No, surprisingly, that's nowhere in the story. Like, drunk man harassed by drunk zoom zoom stabs them while drunk. God forbid you include that in the story. It'd make it a little less intense, wouldn't it? Because they're all drunk idiots. Now, see, the boomer's coming at the kid's in his fucking inner tube, and the boomer's coming at the kid. Now, I get it. The kids are bullying him, and later on, they get physical with him. But the boomer's coming at him, bro. Just leave him alone. Go do your own thing, fucker. He's probably trying to snorkel, and these zoom zooms are having fun being loud, and then they get in a fucking hash out about it because they're all drunk, and everyone's in a bad mood because Bidenomics, and then someone gets fucking stabbed. Just stupid. Jamal says, the boomer stabbed 5 of them, but he was justified. The zoomers swarmed him, and this was after the third hit he got. Dude, okay, look. Dude, look. We're gonna get to the part where the zoom zooms bully him, but if you think that justifies murder, I should have murdered every single child in middle school, okay? Because this is what happens to this boomer is what I went through every single day in middle school. Every single day, I got this physical bullying shit done to me, okay? And I didn't stab anybody, but this boomer who's older, who's these guys, listen, there's no excuse that this boomer should have lost his cool to some fucking zoom zoom children. He's the elder, he's the fucking adult in the situation. Be the man and walk away. Be the man and walk away, but he couldn't because he was drunk. That's why he stabbed them all. That's why he stabbed them all. Was it justified? He's literally coming, laying hands on them right now. He initiated contact based on what I see. So is it justified? He started it. It's just fucking idiots all around. It's two birds with one stone. Because you know what I don't see in this picture? Any millennials. Fuck yeah, millennials win again. Millennials win again. You know, two birds, one stone. Fucking a zoom zoom's dead and a boom boom's in jail. Fuck it. Millennials win. This isn't a news article. Right here, the way the boomer's not looking at anyone, how he's just kind of looking forward, like this makes me think these kinds of physical things he's doing makes me think he's inebriated, he's intoxicated, they've been drinking. All these zoom zooms are drinking, but this boomer's drinking too. They're all drinking, they're having fun. Not anymore.
Get away from us!
What?
See, the zoom zooms keep saying, get away from us, get away from us. It just doesn't make sense.
Hey, what are you doing? What's wrong with y'all? He's on camera. Guys,
see, right there, he's stumbling drunk. He's drunk. Shamal says, you're naive, Lou. I'm not naive. The dude's intoxicated and an idiot, and he's going to go to jail for murder. Jamal, so whatever you say, man, he's going to jail for murder. Kleinwald says, you're within your rights if anyone assaults you honestly. You're right. So those Zoom Zooms were within their rights when he came at them like a drunken idiot. He came at them like a drunken idiot, laid hands on them, and then they defended themselves. And then a big fight broke out and he stabbed them in it. Okay, that's not defending yourself. He's coming at them. That is not self-defense. Self-defense is when you're... Self-defense, guys. Guys, you guys don't understand self-defense laws, okay? Just because people are beating you does not necessitate self-defense. The guy is initiating the beating, his own beating. He should be walking away from them right now, leaving the area. He's not saying, give me my phone back. He's not saying whatever. He's walking around like an inebriated fool doing stupid shit. Get away from them.
My phone got that good quality. What did you say?
These Zoom Zooms are incredibly obnoxious, and when they start bullying this boomer, it's gonna feel really bad. And I know it's gonna be bad because I lived through it every day of my fucking life in middle school. So I know it better than anybody. I should hate these Zoom Zooms more than anybody, but they're all bad. They're all bad. The Zoom Zooms are bad, and the boomer is bad.
Yeah, what the hell? Who is this?
For those listening and can't make out stuff, because it's hard for me to make out stuff, they're just teasing the boomer. They're just teasing him, laughing at him. They're not really seeing anything coherent or of substance. They're just laughing at him because he's acting like a fool, probably because he's fucking inebriated and intoxicated.
Who the hell?
They're talking about, the Zoom Zooms are talking about culture, then they're talking about, like, who the fuck is this Karen that's walking up to this drunk guy? So all this drama's starting over nothing. They're just all drunk and yelling.
Bro, doesn't matter.
He said he was looking for a little girl! He said he was looking for a little girl!
The way he's looking around, he looks almost confused. That's why he has to be, he looks blackout drunk. This boomer looks blackout drunk. He's just kind of like wobbling around and looking around. He's not really mumbling or saying words. I've been around people that are blackout drunk and they have hollow eyes. And that's kind of what this guy looks like. And he's just acting like a fool. So that's just screams to me alcohol. See, the Zoom Zooms say they have proof that he's acting like a fool on camera. They have proof that he's attacking them on camera. And then they keep saying they just want him to go away. So yeah, they're being obnoxious and they're harassing him, but it's because he won't go the fuck away. Now, if they took his phone, which I assume is a rumor, because I haven't seen anything about a phone. I haven't seen him even mention a phone one time. If they have his phone, why isn't he yelling, give me my phone, give me my phone, give me my phone? This isn't how you would act if someone took your phone. This is how you act if you're just belligerently intoxicated and just trying to start shit. I don't know what is he even doing? It doesn't make sense.
What the hell is this guy's problem, bro? We're trying to have fun.
Now he's just smiling and waving to someone in the distance. Like, he's just doing shit that doesn't make sense. Now all the Zoom Zooms are just pointing at him and yelling. This is crowd bullying, and this is what I was exposed to as a child. And this is just something that kids do, man. This is what kids do. They all start yelling. They're not in control of the situation right now. They're not in control, and they want to be in control of the situation. The boomer won't leave them alone. The boomer won't leave their area. They want the boomer to leave. Karen came over. She told him to leave. He wouldn't leave. So now, they're doing this to try and regain control. Bullying. He gets up in this chick's face and she kind of pushes him off him. She pulls her phone out into his face. We kind of miss it, but it looks like one of the Zoom Zooms pushes him into the water, but he was getting kind of, the camera was off. See, this is why this video is a little hard to watch, because the camera was off the person that pushed him. We don't see why they pushed him. Was the boomer in their face? Because he was just getting in the girl's face. Maybe he got a little too close to someone and they pushed him down. Like, get away from me, man. And then he fell in the water. Now the kids are keep bullying him and pushing him in the water, though. This is just childlike behavior, though. They're all these kids are drunk. They're all on the bullying pile now. Now they pushed him in the water again. Again, okay. Now you say he's totally justified in defending himself. I just totally disagree, man. When you're in swim trunks in the water and you're pushing someone down into the water playfully, it's gonna be a bit hard to convince a jury in court that that was malicious enough for him to get up and stab you. The bullying is hard to watch a little bit, but not harder than him stabbing them after. This just doesn't seem stab worthy to me. Dio says punched him in the face while he was down. It looked more like a slap to me, but sure. Sure. Shamal says assault is assault. It deserves a response. Well, he assaulted them first. They're defending themselves. He wouldn't leave their area. They're defending themselves. So they were defending themselves, and then he assaulted them in a murder-like rage. Shamal says, I think you're a pussy if you don't defend yourself. He should have just left. He should have just, why is he there still, dude? Shamal, explain to me why he is there still. Why is he still in the group of Zoom Zooms? Just explain that to me. Why? What justification could he possibly have? Just walk away, turn around, and leave. Shamal says Boomer would have died if he didn't. The Boomer would not have died, you fucking idiot. The Boomer would not have died from this. The Boomer would have died from this. The Boomer would have died from... The Boomer would have died from Zoom Zoom children pushing him down into the water. Oh, shut up. No, he wouldn't have. They're barely even... They're joking around, Shamal. They're children. They're fucking children. They know not what they do. Shamal said he moved like 500 feet downriver and they followed him. Dude, you're just making shit up, dude. You are making shit up. You're making shit up. How do you know this? Where? Show me the information you got this from, Shamal. You're just making shit up to reinforce your point. Bullcrap. Oh, his guts are out. You saw his guts for like 2 seconds. And now everyone's screaming and running. Like, you can hear it and you can see it in the video. Everyone is screaming and running away from the guy that stabbed them, Shamal. Is that the sign of a person defending themselves? No. The dude murdered a kid, man. No one's in the right here. The Zoom Zooms are bad. The Boomer's bad. They're all bad. But this is not self-defense, dude. The Boomer should have left, dude. Even if they're harassing them, call the cops. Bring the cops there. It's not your place to defend yourself. You don't need to. Against children. I saw the longer video. Link the longer video, then.
Flying of 17-year-old Isaac Schumann and 4 other counts of attempted first-degree homicide. For the 4 others stabbed that day, AJ Martin.
Bates, dude. Like 8 attempted murders. Get fucked, Boomer.
And one of the more dramatic moments in court so far, Dante Carlson, who testified he initially wanted to play peacemaker and sort out the seemingly escalating confrontation between the U and a group of teen tubers on the river that day, instead ended up right in the middle of the violent exchange. He told the jury he was stabbed and then stood up to show them his scar on Tuesday.
At some point, are you stabbed?
Yes. I was pushed away and then I heard screaming going on behind me, so I had turned around and then I was looking at Nick and he was standing maybe 6 feet in front of me. He just walked towards me and stabbed me.
I wish I could search the transcript. Here's the timeline of what happened. 9:30 a.m., him and his wife leave their home. They plan to meet friends, spend the day floating Apple River, popular destination. 10:45, Miu arrives at River Edge Campground. 11:30 noon, group starts their float. Later tells Palouse the only person that left the group during the float was the husband, who left to find a phone that someone in their party had lost using scuba gear. A video recording shows Miu carrying goggles with a snorkel attached as he approaches a group of tubers. He is told to get away. The group accuses him of looking for little girls, and the situation escalates when a larger group approaches. The video shows multiple people yelling at him and at least one person touching his shoulder. From the video, it appears to show people on three sides of Nicole at different distances. The video elapsed time shows opportunity for Nicole to leave the confrontation. 3:47, the first 911 call comes in reporting a stabbing on the Apple River near the Sunrise Bridge. Later, they find out there are four victims. Deputies find 17-year-old Isaac Sherman without vital signs, perform life-saving measures. Did they save his life? Holy shit. Dude, the kid was dead? Oh no, he later died. Dude, he killed a kid. He's going to jail. He killed a kid. He's done. He done, son. There's no lawyer he has that can get him off, dude. The kid's dead. Witness reports seeing him in a park. So, he was scuba... It doesn't add up, man. He was snorkeling. Even if the kids followed him down the river, which is easy because it's... If you've never inner tube down a river before, you get on the river and you inner tube down it, and you go with the flow. You can't really... And you can stop sometimes when it gets calm and you can go again, but you kind of just go with the flow. It's not really like you can go backwards on a river. You go to the end point, you get off. Total Zoomer death. Silly Swedish Anon. This Denmark Anon says, why did he stab the Zoom Zoom? Was he autismo or something? Why not just say sorry? Why not fucking just leave? Why not just leave? All the Zoom Zooms are asking you to leave. Why are you getting up all in their grill? Leave. Fuck. This Costa Rican says, wait, I'm supposed to feel bad for a nigger and a Jew getting stabbed? No, but you shouldn't praise him as a hero because he's not a hero. He's the opposite. He's an idiot. They're all idiots. Every single person involved, it's a win-win-win for us because every single person involved is a fucking idiot. It's actually a win-win. Nobody should be championed in this. They're all stupid. How many people injured, killed? One killed, four injured, I believe. Something like that. I hope his limp cock takes life in prison. You don't kill young white people without consequences. You're seeing, was he white? He looked Mexican to me. I don't know if he was white, bro. Your single dad ass is gonna get fucked by Tyrone and his crew in the showers. Well, you're right about that. Dude's gonna go to jail. There ain't no way he gets out of this. There's no way he's not guilty. He's 100% guilty and he's going to jail. Get fucked. But also Zoom Zoom died. Who's really the loser and the winner here? Chamal says he's a hero. You're insane, Chamal. You're a boom boom looking at another boom boom with boom boomer eyes. Fucking boom boom. Fucking boomers, man. He's a fucking idiot. He's a drunk idiot. He's a drunk idiot. That's what he is. He's a drunk idiot that's gonna go to jail for the rest of his life. Based. Maximum based. Drunk idiot boomer goes to jail for the rest of his life. Stupid idiot mutt blood zoom zoom dies. Dude, it's a win-win for Lou. It's a win-win. Dio says you don't have enough actual facts to make that assumption, Lou. It doesn't matter. What are you talking about, dude? I've seen the video. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they were harassing him. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. He fucking stabbed and killed one when they were literally just diddle-dallying, playing like Zoomer children. Dude, whatever, dude. No jury. No jury. And I can even fathom, we'll look at that and get that guy, dude, he has four attempted murder charges and one actual murder charge. He's not getting off. It doesn't matter what I believe, okay? The dude, it's just proven that he killed somebody. So, I mean, the least punishment he could possibly serve is that accidental homicide type thing where it's like he didn't mean to kill him. Like, oh, it was an accident that I stabbed them. Like, there's no way he's gonna get that. And there's no way he's gonna get self-defense charges off of this. There's no way you get self-defense off this shit. There's no way. Because he's just instigating it. He's instigating it the entire time. Leave. There's so many moments he could just leave. Leave. Go away. They're asking him to leave in the video. Leave. Total Zoomer meltdown. Zoomers are melting down. are boomers being fools? The Apple River stabbing case has me convinced boomers are in fact sociopaths.
Look at the seethe, Keck.
Some parents just allow their kids to run up complete muck, along with running their mouths so disrespectful, and let's face it, they were illegally drinking. Where are their parents?
Yeah, so was that guy that stabbed them. He was also intoxicated, you idiot. It was so obvious to see.
This is your typical boomer comment. Underage drinking equals death sentence. Blame the parents because boomers were such good parents themselves. 1,000 updudes, accurate, fuck boomers, thinking they're the greatest. They're not. They're not. And you're not justified in everything you do. This Redditor says, tubing with a knife. Who the fuck carries a knife tubing? Dude, you should carry a knife everywhere you go, dude, to defend yourself. But he wasn't defending himself, he was attacking them. Like a crazed boomer. Eagle Scout here, I take a knife everywhere I go, and don't understand people who don't, exactly. This Redditor says, 51-year-old man was bullied by teenagers and they were underage drinking. What else was he to do but disembowel someone and stab the other one through two ribs to his heart? Yeah, equivalent response, I'd say. Definitely self-defense. This Anon says, I tubed this river many times while drinking, while underage as well. The city knows it happens, turns a blind eye for profits. Do whatever, man. Kids will be kids. Luke says, have you ever been to a high school before? Generic looking ass nigga. Luke says, does not leave. Luke says, kill Zoomer. The Boom Boom's out of it, man. Fuck this guy, I'm 53 and I hope he rots. You're 53 and you're surfing, dude. Oh, and he has a tranny avatar. Ooh. She, her, right? I see this all the time from boomers being obsessed with, quote, justice porn, unquote. While their image of justice is basically taking revenge for not getting unfathomable amounts of respect, they feel everyone owes them. Apparently, even people who are intoxicated and can't even be taken seriously. Dude, the boomer was also intoxicated. He looked fucking drunk. No one's saying that. Then the Anon says, they don't even realize that jumping to such actions is really only them looking for an excuse to satisfy their lust for violence. Same with the Rambo, who pretty much implies that they're sleeping with a shotgun under the pillow. Dude, we're in Bidenomics right now and everyone's on edge. Everyone hates everyone else. No one likes each other. Everyone's an enemy of somebody else. We've never been like this in our country where we've never been so divided. And that's what this is. Just everyone's divided. There is no friends anymore. It's not like someone pushes him down and then one of the Zoom Zooms comes and says like, come on guys, let's stop bullying him. Let's help him up. Let's do blah, blah, blah. There's no other voice. You need the voice against the grain. And we don't have that anymore. This Redditor, who's probably a kike lawyer here, assuming the testimony is found truthful, this man struck or otherwise attempted to injure the woman first, he's toast. It's hard to see that in the video. Evidently, she was cut, so he must have attacked her. Without that, it becomes far more difficult. Without that, you have a group of teens being the aggressors to an older man. I don't know about that man, he attacked him first. We could have reasonably claimed he feared for his life with a dozen teens surrounding him, punching him while in the water where he could drown. But he started the aggression. See right there, that's what I'm saying. He started it. He got himself punched and knocked into the water. The response by the teens to him striking the girl was appropriate. Knock him down and punch his ass a few times. Absolutely reasonable defense of others. Then he takes out the knife and stabs a kid after a couple of punches. It was all hands until that point. He escalated a physical encounter that he began. At no point did he attempt to remove himself from the situation where he would regain the right to self-defense. See, to get the self-defense claim, you have to try to remove yourself from the situation. You have to try. And they have to be preventing you from doing that. I mean, in order to get the self-defense plea, it's not just like, because... you gotta understand, there's people that just want to start shit so they can self-defend themselves and stab someone, okay? There's people like that. So in order, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he was trying to defend himself. And when you are instigating the fight, that is not proof of defending yourself. Trying to get away from the situation is. He stood up and shanked that young man before I could tell he even had a knife. This was not self-defense on his part because he continued a fist fight that he started with a knife. People seem to think they could take human life over spite or principle. You can't pick a fight, get punched a couple times, then knife them.
Hell, look at the Trayvon Martin trial. It was the beating Trayvon was putting on Zimmerman that was justification for him being killed. The self-defense script was flipped in that case when Trayvon got the upper hand, at least per the jury. Then this other Anon confirms what he says by giving the timestamp in the video where he initiates the combat. Apparently, the boomer was offered a plea deal, but he wouldn't have lived past, like, the plea deal was longer than his actual life. He would have died in prison with the plea deal. I hope this psychopath rots in his cell. He will. There's no way he gets away with it. This leaf says that boomer faggot deserves the Spetsnaz treatment. It was, dude, it was, the zoom zooms are not in the right either. The zoom zooms are bad as well. They're all bad. Leaf says 51 isn't boomer, it's Gen X. And whatever, Gen X, boomer, it's all the same thing. Gen X is people trying not to be a boomer. You're all boomers, get fucked. This America says, Zoomers fuck around, find out. I watched your video, they were surrounding him, jeering at him, holding him. Then afterward, they were crying like bitches. Well, yeah, because he literally gutted one of them. I would be crying as well. If you got gutted, you'd be probably crying. Just saying. Also, he initiated it, which is... People always go right to the point where it's like if some guy's bullying someone and then he gets put on the ground and then people only focus on the part where he's on the ground. It's like you're missing the whole start of the video. Aquafresh Anon says, fuck around, find out. This American said, did the teens instigate the fight and cry when retribution take place? Who is the aggressor? This leaf replies, the boomer faggot was the aggressor. It's on video. He got upset. They told him to fuck off and called him a pedo instead of being respectful. That's exactly what happened. They called him a pedo. He got mad. That's what this all comes down to. He was snorkeling underwater. They called him a pedo because they thought he was looking at them, which he probably fucking was sneaking a peek because boomers do that shit. And he got fucking agitated because he's drunk. And he stabbed some kids. This American says, I'm a boomer and I call that kid's death taking out the trash. Dude, why does every boomer side with the fucking boomer? What the fuck? Boomers have a weird logic complex. I feel like everybody that sides with the boomer is of boomer age. Hilarious. We'll end with this thread. Picture is of the guy that's disemboweled laying in the water. Ah, dude, that is not clean water. You don't want that water going in your guts. Oh, also, he probably died later. Also, not white, Mexican, 100% Mexican. 100% Mexican. Not cool. Is he holding his gut? Yeah, he is, because there's literal intestines falling out of it. This American says he stabbed four people. Only footage of him getting that kid in the stomach. You can see him stab other people. He just does it so quick, dude. And when the knife goes into them, it just happens so quickly. It doesn't look like it's really doing anything, like there's any resistance, because he's just like, he just stabs them really quick. That's all it is. Just in, out, in, out. You got a sharp knife. It ain't hard. He dreamed of being a riverman, but lacked the intestinal fortitude. Get fucked, Zoom Zoom. Victim's name is Schumer. Nature is healing. Yeah. If the guy that died was Jewish, a Mexican Jew? It looked Mexican. Weird. If it was a Mexican Jew, maybe, but I think Dio or someone else in chat was saying it was a German name. A lot of those names that sound Jewish, sometimes they're German. It's weird. Clown Wolf says, dude's definitely not Mexican. It's probably just the camera making him look darker than he is, or maybe he has a tan or something. He definitely looks darky, like a darky. Luke says he was brown. I know, he definitely looks brown to me. This German says, get punched in the face. Start stabbing everyone around you with a knife. Do Americans really? Yeah, and boomers love it. Boomers champion it, I guess. I guess he was justified completely in everything he did, I guess. I don't know. Boomer logic. Chamal says the one that died got stabbed in the heart. Oof, man. Yeah, that'll get you. So the guy that got de-intestined is alive? The guy holding his intestines is alive. And the guy that got stabbed in the heart is dead? Rough. Dude, that sucks, man. God, it's like your heart and your brain. Those are your two spots you can't get hit in. Your heart and your brain. Anywhere else you can get hit and you can probably survive. It's not your heart or your brain. This America says mass stabbing, showing Zoomers that they will still have to fear even after gun bans. Fuck Zoomers. I'm a millennial. I like millennials. Fuck everybody else, right? That's how it works for everybody. Boomers are like, I'm a boomer. I love boomers. Fuck everybody else, right? Isn't that how it works? Pole News Central says, imagine remembering holding onto your guts. Dude, that would be a traumatic memory I would have nightmares about. I would have nightmares about. Dude, you know what I would be thinking of in that moment? I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. That's all I'd be thinking in my head. Like, please don't die. Please don't die.
Like, I gotta hold these in so I don't die. I would be doing everything I can to stop the bleeding and keep my guts in one place. I would have much more sympathy for the boomer if he was trying to get away and they were chasing him. But like, this is what I think people imagine this is. The boomer's walking away from them. The zoom zooms keep following him. He keeps trying to get away. The zoom zooms follow him. They push him down. He gets up. He stabs him in self-defense. I think that's what people think it is, but it's not. It's like the boomer was instigating it the whole time. I could have sided with you, boomer. Whatever, I might tune into a little bit of the trial and maybe I'll change my opinion of it. Or maybe someone can link me to parts of the trial with timestamps that would maybe back up your stance that I could watch. That would be helpful, thanks. But if not, whatever, I'll watch it later. Maybe my opinion will change, probably not. It's just everyone's in the wrong. Why can't everybody be in the wrong? Why can't the zoom zoom be in the wrong? Why can't the boom boom be in the wrong? Why can't everybody be stupid and drunk? Because that's what it looked like to me. Everyone was stupid and drunk. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Dead air. Dead air. I'm sure he touched his USB. He's going to leave the call and come back. You can't talk to us. We can't hear you. He's talking.
USBs are so wonderful. I love them.
He's talking. You can't hear him.
Maybe brilliant connection.
I hate when this happens when I'm trying to do a podcast where I don't have to edit. And then like something like this happens that like I would have
to. You don't have to edit this.
Well, yeah, I do. It's kind of unprofessional, but the editing throws off the release schedule so badly. I don't know.
Sorry.
You're back.
It's there not necessary. He's back. We don't have to edit it.
No, you didn't have to edit it out. Sorry. I know. I heard you saying it was unprofessional and it sucked, and I apologize. It's just shitty.
No, it's like not your fault. It's me. I was making like excuses like why I'm not going to edit it because the time-consuming...
Oh,
process
yeah,
of cutting that out.
Editing that it's just USB.
It would delay the hour one by an hour.
This. Yeah,
it takes an hour. Like since you can't just like I don't know, I have to re-render the entire.
You have to re-encode. You can't just cut. Yeah, like there is a way you can just splice, but like you learning how to do that would be just like you have to learn how to do FFmpeg at the command line, and it's just
oh my
not,
god, I'm not doing that
too much.
GUI,
and it's almost as much work because you need to identify the millisecond and all that shit. It's just like nah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. We're back, folks.
Yeah. What was I yelling about?